Okay, here we are for another episode of Confidently She. Welcome, or welcome back. This episode is special to me because it's about one of my favorite topics, intimacy, sex, connection, body-spirit connection. And the reason I'm obsessed with this is because it's something that is so important if you are looking to feel more confident in your body when you are sharing your body with someone else. You have to start from a place of being very connected with your own body before you can create a confident space to invite someone else into it. So let's just dive right in. That's kind of my style. I'm just gonna go for it. And the beginning process here is kind of like if you are going to invite someone over to your house, right? You want to make sure that your house is in order before someone else comes over. You want to make sure it's clean. You want to make sure it's tidy. You want to make sure that everything that you have out and displayed is there on purpose, right? Like you don't want have your like dirty laundry out in the living room when someone comes over. You want to put that away. You want to maybe do the load of laundry, clean that up before someone comes into your space. Okay? That is the same with intimacy and sex and your body. Before welcoming someone into your space, your connection, your feeling with your body needs to be in order. You need to feel good about it before you can invite someone else into that space and it not be awkward, or it not be this source of stress and anxiety around, oh my God, what is the thing that they are going to reject me because of? Like, what are they going to see that they aren't going to like, right? Because I think that's like the biggest fear that we have is if someone sees me naked, right? Like, that's me, you know, like that's who I am. There's nothing to hide. Like, that's just me all super vulnerable. What if they don't like it, right? But that thought is the problem. What if they don't like it? Is not what you should be thinking. That's not what we should be thinking when we're entering into intimacy with someone. So before I get there, I want to take a step back and talk about what is intimacy? What is this connection that I'm talking about? Because there is a way to have physical sex without intimacy. Absolutely there is. But only if you are somewhat disconnected from your body, because you are separate from your body. You are not your body. And in order for your soul, your spirit, to not have an intimate connection with someone that you have sex with, you need to be able to like kind of be outside of your body a bit while that's happening. And the danger in that is that you may not know how to bring it back. You would condition yourself to be disconnected from your body during sex. And then when you do want to connect with someone, when you do want to share that actual intimacy, you don't feel safe being in your body while it's happening. Because for one, you're not used to that feeling. But primarily because you don't feel comfortable being in your body, because it's a lot easier if you are rejected or if you are criticized or if you are compared when you are disconnected from your body. So it is a very brave, very vulnerable, very confident thing to be fully embodied during sex and creating that real intimacy. That is what we're talking about in this episode. And the reason why I love this so much is because so many people are disconnected from their bodies during sex, and then that closes them off to how amazing it actually is when you're fully, fully embodied and connected with someone. So that's, you're like, okay, great. That's why I clicked on this episode, Rebecca. How do I do that? Right? So it starts with your relationship, your connection with your body. If you want to have, quote, better sex, you need to be able to fully feel into your body while it's happening. And the main reason, the main friction that we feel when we try to do that is that we don't like certain parts of our bodies. You don't feel safe being in a body that you are expecting to be rejected. But the reason you're expecting it to be rejected is because of your conditioning. Maybe someone did reject you for a certain physical thing in the past. Maybe someone did criticize the way that you look when you're naked. Maybe you criticize the way that you look when you're naked all the time, so it would just be a natural thing that you expect someone else to have those same opinions about the way you look. Or, here's the other end of that. You are putting all of your worth in the idea that you do have an attractive body. You love the way your body looks. And that sets you up for if someone were to criticize or were to reject you after having sex or whatever it is, then you would feel crushed. Then your confidence would be totally gone because you had put all of your worth in, I have this type of body. Everybody likes this type of body. Therefore, this person will like me. It's not always the case, right? So there are two different ways that this can go wrong. But the way that I teach clients to go is down the middle path of confidence, which is I fully know my body. I know what it looks like. I accept what it looks like. I know that my body is good. I know that my body is not designed to impress this person. Okay? Like, that's not the purpose of my body, is not to impress you when I'm naked. Okay? The purpose of my body is for me to connect, to enjoy, and to express. And during this time of physical intimacy, I get to do all three of those things. So you start by unpacking the different areas that you are expecting to be rejected in. What are the things that are stressing you out? What are the things that you are worried? Oh, what if he sees this? What if this happens? What if? What are the what ifs? Trace it back. Where did that start? Once you are connected with your body, once you feel safe in your body, I should say, you will start feeling safe once you accept the way that your body looks, reminding yourself of the purpose of your body, you start to feel more safe. Then you can be embodied within that safe space to a point where if this person makes any weird comments or rejects any like parts of who you are, you know that it is not them rejecting who you are as a person. It is them showing you where they're at with their body connection. Because someone who is focused only on like physical traits, physical attributes, is someone who is not fully embodied within themselves either. It's a shallow sexual experience. And that's not intimacy. Intimacy is when you have an emotional, intimate connection with someone that is fulfilled through the physical intimacy. That's what we're talking about. And if you feel friction getting there with your partner, it starts within your body. It starts within how you define what good sex maybe even is. Because if we are so focused on the way we look when we're having sex, the way we sound when we're having sex, the way everything, you know, like the shallow parts of it, your mind is going to get distracted during the process. The friction comes when your thoughts start impacting and distracting you from the feeling, from the moment. So when you have a lot of thoughts about your body, when you have a lot of worry or stress about your body, that is going to cause the friction in your mind. It's not even about your body, because the thing is, all of this is subjective. Everything about, especially sex and intimacy, especially about bodies, it's subjective. It's not true that everyone who looks a certain way is going to be objectively good at sex, because people expect different things when it comes to sex, right? But intimacy is a little less subjective. Intimacy is this connection, this almost spiritual connection with someone. And that is something you can't fake. It's something you can't overthink. It's honestly like the feeling of not thinking about anything at all and just being and just connecting with that person. And so the less thoughts you have about your body, the more space you create to allow that opportunity to happen. That's where the other person comes in. Okay, so once you have dealt with your thoughts about your body, and by the way, this is not like a weekend project that you can get done. This is a journey. This is a process. This is something that you need to continue to keep in check throughout your life, because there will always be new thoughts, new insecurities that pop up. But it's about, how do you handle that? How do you respond to that? And how do you work through that? So once you have your thoughts quieted down about your body and you have created a space where you are so embodied, you are so connected to yourself, and you are so confident that it doesn't freaking matter what this person says or thinks or does, you still will walk away with the same sense of self-worth by the end of it. Okay? That's where they come in. And if this person, if this partner is not embodied within themselves and open to that same level of intimacy and connection, it won't matter how connected you are. You will actually start to feel a difference in when you have sex with people. Once you do this, there's kind of no going back. You really can pick up on whether or not someone is present in their body and open to intimacy. You can have sex with them, sure, but open to intimacy. It's a very weird feeling when you are with someone who is disconnected from themselves. But they can work through these same things too. And everyone is different about what their mental blocks are, what their insecurities are about sex, about intimacy. But if you are with a partner who is not connected, you will know. And then it's not really on you to do anything to try to like get them to enjoy the sex, get them to be intimate. They need to meet you where you are now. That's the thing about intimacy, is that it's not about how like adventurous you are in bed. It's not about how, you know, you're not there to put on a show. You're not there to perform. That's sex, but I'm talking about intimacy. Sex can be a performance. Sure. Sure. Intimacy is like the opposite of performing. Intimacy is just showing up and being who you are and connecting with that person at your most vulnerable level. And not everyone can do that, but you can, well, I should say, not everyone is ready to do that, but you can be. And when you are, it's like freaking amazing. Okay. Like it's great. And I don't want you to think that your body is what's stopping you from having a really great emotional connection with someone through physical intimacy. It's not. Your body isn't preventing you from doing that. It's the distraction that your body insecurities are creating within your thoughts during that time that are distracting you away from the present moment of intimate connection. That's what it is. So if you work through the body insecurities and the thoughts that are distracting you, you will create the space, the opportunity for that to happen and to meet your partner where they're at. And then it's up to them. Because if they aren't connected, if they're being distracted by insecurities as well, you're going to be able to tell. When you are fully connected, when you are fully present, you can tell when someone else isn't. And then that's a journey that you can go on together to build an opportunity, to build a space together for pure intimacy and connection. And that is like, that is rare, but it is so worth it. If you want help with any of that, you know how to contact me. Working through those body insecurities and then learning to feel safe in your body is something that I help women with one-on-one. You can join the membership, the subscription membership, to learn about that in more of like an audio lesson type format. But it's really worth diving into if you want to have like a next level intimate experience. And even if you're single, like this is stuff that you need to work on before you have a partner, remember? Like it's getting your house in order so that when someone is ready to enter that space, you have it ready to go and you're like ready to show up and be vulnerable and be intimate. That is what I have for this episode. I hope that it stirred a lot of thoughts and feelings for you. I hope that it brought a new perspective on how you view sex and then intimacy and how what you've experienced so far can distract you from creating those experiences. But obviously, hope is not lost. Like there's so much growth and learning that you can do in this area to really create a space of vulnerable intimacy for a partner of yours to step into. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you very soon on another episode of Confidently She.